Hello everyone, it's Kim Seokhyun's Princess Alexi here again. I don't think I've recorded in a while, like a week or something, so I'm gonna do the Proust questionnaire because I am procrastinating writing or recording any actual thing. So this is sort of my cop-out. Yay! Not that it's a cop-out for anyone else. This is just my cup. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm going to stop saying that now. Proust questionnaire, number one. Okay. What is your idea of perfect happiness? Well, one could debate that there is no such thing as perfect happiness because it's human nature to desire things. And we are never really truly complacent with the things that we have because, well, one could debate that we're selfish and greedy. One could debate that that's just how people work. So, yes, there's that. Huh. Maybe my idea of perfect happiness would just be like the sort of safe, stable happiness that I know that is volatile, that is not actually stable. It's very volatile and very fragile and very fleeting, as most things in this world are. But like the feeling of at the moment, everything is safe and stable, and for a moment you know your place and everything is in its place. That sounds like a pretty nice moment. And maybe if it's not, even though it's not permanent, and you know at one point it's going to end, being perfectly happy in that moment is probably really nice and really close to perfect as you can be. Anyway, number two. What is your greatest fear? Well, I don't know if any of y'all know this, but I am sort of afraid of everything. So, let's see, I'm scared of my mom. I'm scared of my stepdad. I'm scared of my father. I'm scared of the dark. I'm scared of clowns. I am hella fucking scared of clowns. I'm scared of the window behind me because it's nighttime and there's just night behind me. There could be like a ghost face right behind me and I would not even fucking know. And now that I'm talking about it, I'm terrified of that. Wait, I'm going to look behind me. And if there's a face behind me, it was nice knowing all y'all. Is there a face? Is there a face? There is no face except my face. Okay, that's great. Can y'all tell I've had a lot of sugar? I just ate like an entire box of candy. It was great. I probably shouldn't have done that. It's 9 o'clock at night. Anyway. My greatest fear is probably being alone. I'm the kind of person where being truly alone is a very bad thing for me. I sort of can't handle it. At least I don't handle it well. I'm the type of person where when you leave me to my own devices, I am completely blank as to what to do or how to handle myself. I'm sort of sad and dependent that way. That was sad. That's a sad answer. I'm going to go on to the next thing. Number three, what is the trait you most deplore in yourself? That was a bad one to go on to. That's also going to be a sad answer because I sort of deplore everything about myself. Yeah, I mean, basically everything. Let me think. I hate the fact that I'm selfish. I consider myself to be a very selfish person for reasons that would be sort of hard to explain. Well, it's not hard to explain. It's just very time consuming, and I don't want to do that. It's very personal, sort of. It's a thing, life. I deplore the fact that I'm very whiny. I'm a very whiny person. And I'm very whiny and dependent. I'm very much like a 5-year-old. Can't take care of myself. I complain about everything. I'm not sure if that's the trait I most deplore in myself, but those are often the traits that people most deplore in me when I'm a very whiny, dependent person. So, there's that. 4, what is the trait you most deplore in others? I really dislike dishonesty. Which is weird because I myself am sort of a dishonest person. Like, not all the time, in situations. I'll be dishonest in situations that I try to justify, but it's not really justified. Can you really justify dishonesty? What trait do I explore most in others? Intolerance, maybe? Cruelty. Cruelty is probably the trait that I dislike most in others. Because as much as I hate myself, one of the things that I will say about me is that I have never tried to really hurt a human being or anyone. I never really tried to hurt anyone, nor would I ever. I just can't bring harm to people. That's not a thing that really I can do, nor can I really understand how people would do. And so the concept of cruelty, of doing something that you know will cause immeasurable pain to someone or someone you're close to, and perhaps doing it because of that reason, is incomprehensible yet deplorable to me. If that makes sense. 5. Which living person do you most admire? Oh, definitely my aunt. My aunt, who I will not name because internet reasons, is everything to me. She's like my mom. She's my best. She's my big sister. She's my best friend, my therapist. I love her very, very much. She's like the mom that I always really, really wish I had, even though I had a mom, so I don't know if that phrase really applies. I admire her because she is everything a mother should be. She's funny and smart and understanding and patient and wonderful. And one day, I'm going to become a mother, and I can only hope that I am half of as good of a mother as she is. Six. What is your greatest extravagance? That's sort of a vague question, which goes into the definition of what extravagance is. I'm going to define it as just thing that you'll splurge on, the thing in your life that you will take luxury in. And then I would probably say food. Because food, I'll spend whatever amount of money on food, really. And then I'll justify it saying, like, oh, my future career is food. This is related to it. It's not. I just like to pick out on food. And I'll spend a ton of money on desserts. So much I'll shell out all my birthday money to go to the latest bakery and not regret it in the least. I'm so sorry. My throat has been bothering me today. So this is going to sound sort of croaky. 7. What is your current state of mind? Oh, that's a complicated question, I think. I mean, can you ever really simply describe a state of mind? Because the human mind is so complicated, and there's so many things going on at one given time that would be really hard to qualify? No, I don't think that's the word I was looking for. It would be really hard to describe. But I suppose I'm in sort of a a melancholy mood. For one thing, I read a really sort of melancholy book earlier. So it's still sort of affecting me. I'm still feeling a little bit on the low side. Also, my family just sort of, they went to San Diego for the weekend. And so on one hand, I'm happy because I always like having the house myself. I don't have to be quiet and I don't have to feel constricted as I sometimes do when I'm around the children. But at the same time, I get really lonely when they're not here. And if the house is quiet for too long, it makes me really sad. Like I said, I can't be alone for too long or else it gets to me. Yeah, just in general, I'm sort of a down state of mind. 8. What do you consider the most overrated virtue? Definitely patience. I don't consider, my entire life, I've never really considered I've never really considered patience to be a virtue that I had, nor one that I ever really needed. And I'm not even entirely sure why, but I think it could be properly displayed in one of many instances from my childhood, one of many conversations I would have with my parents. When I was younger, I had this habit, this quirk, my parents would call it, of when I liked a boy, I would tell them so. It was just my way. When I had a crush, I would ponder on it for a couple of days and be like, is this really how I feel? Is this how I feel? I think about them nonstop. So yeah, I probably have a crush on that person. I'm going to go tell them I like them. And then I would tell them, like, within a week. It's just how I did things. And my parents hated that. They'd be like, girls, don't do that. If you like a boy, see if he likes you. Wait for him to make first move. And I'd be like, but why would I do that? If I wait for him to make the first move, he might never make it. And then I'll just be waiting and waiting and waiting. And why would I want to wait when I could just be doing the thing right now? I could be a catalyst to the situation instead of sitting here on my butt. I don't understand what you're trying to get me to do or why you want me to do it. So yeah, patience. I never really understood it. Now I do in certain situations, but it's not so much patience so much as judgment. Like, you need to think carefully about a thing. But of course, that's different than waiting for a thing. So yeah, patience. I don't like it. Or maybe that's just because I myself am an incredibly impatient person. 9. On what occasion do you lie? See, I forgot this question was in here. So, I will lie quite often. I'll lie about school. I'll lie to teachers. I'll lie little white lies. I'll lie all the time. But the reason I don't consider myself a dishonest person is because I never lie to people I actually care about. I don't think that makes sense now that it's coming out of my mouth. I think that just makes me sound like a liar. Maybe I am a liar. I probably am a liar. I lie, therefore I am a liar. Okay, I'm a liar. This is getting really rambly really fast. Oh my. Anyway. Like, I lie to teachers because I don't care, and I don't care about them as people, and I'll lie because if I'm lying about it, it's probably to benefit me somehow. But I won't lie to my aunt, who, even though it might benefit me, I just wouldn't be able to do it. Or I won't lie to children because children... I can't lie to people that I actually care about. Like, the people that I truly love and hold dear to my heart, I would not do them the disservice of lying to them. the people that I don't care about, strangers, I couldn't give a shit about them. But the people I care about, I'll never lie to them. So that's something, maybe? No, that's probably just me justifying. Anyway, 10. What do you dislike most about your appearance? I don't like this question. Why? Because my answer again is everything. what do I dislike most about my appearance? I guess I dislike my body type. Do I dislike my cheeks? I really hate my cheeks. I also really hate my breasts. I hate most of my... Oh, this is gonna take a while. I guess I hate my body type. I don't know, I'm just sort of chubby is the thing. I'm not curvy. I'm not thin. I'm just chubby. I'm sort of that weird in-between. It doesn't help that all my body weight is just like in my thighs and tummy. It's not distributed to nice areas. No, it's just my tum and the thighs. Also, I'm pretty short, which doesn't help anything. So my stature, along with the baby fat in my face, sort of gets me mistaken for a lot younger than I am. So yeah. Eleven. Which living person do you most despise? I don't know how personal to get in that question, but probably my mother. And I know that that's a really bad answer, especially because I was just listening to Carlin's audio about his mom earlier today, and it was so sweet. And oh, just thinking about it right now makes me feel like a terrible person, especially since Mother's Day is next month. But I really, really hate my mother. I wouldn't say she's a terrible person, but she was a bad mom. She is a bad mom. I haven't spoken to her in a year. I don't know. Maybe she's not a bad mom anymore. Or maybe she is still a bad mom, and maybe we know this because she hasn't spoken to me in a year. Literally, it's been a year. She didn't even pick up my calls on my birthday. And that's the bitter coming out, so I'm gonna stop that right there. My mom. There we go. 12. What is the quality you most like in a man? I don't know. I'm never really attracted to one overarching quality. I don't think, anyway. I know I like funny boys. This is true. I also know I like geeky boys very much. Smart boys. I always like boys that I feel are significantly smarter than me. Oh, wait, no. Not that one time. Cute, maybe? Yeah. I think I like cute boys. Not like cute as in like honey senpai cute, but cute as in there's something in their demeanor that just makes you sort of smile when you talk to them or look at them. Like something in them is so purely adorable that you can't help it. You can't help but think that they are absolutely darling. Yeah, I think that's something that every boy I liked has shared. That something about them was really cute, even if they were cute in different ways. 13. What is the quality you most like in a woman? I always really like smart girls. My crushes on girls have always been girls that I was sort of scared of. Because I'm going to be real, I'm sort of scared of everyone. But I'm always particularly intimidated by women that I feel are infinitely smarter than me. Like if I feel that they could tear me down and make me cry with just their words, I'm like, yes, I am very, very attracted to you. At the same time, I've never dated a girl, so I don't really have a lot to go on. Right? Yeah, I'm trying to think, like, on my crushes with girls, that's been a common denominator. Anyway, 14. Which words or phrases do you most overuse? As everyone on Discord can tell you, I'm pretty sure the phrase, I'll fight you, is the one I most overuse. There we go. I'll fight you. That was a really simple answer. Because, Jesus, I say it a lot. Like, I didn't know until I got on Discord and people started pointing it out, but I say I'll fight you a lot. It doesn't make me sound like a nice person. I should probably stop that. Yeah. 15. What or who is the greatest moment? Is the blah 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 blah. Where did that word come from? 15. What or who is the greatest love of your life? Well, I don't have a who quite yet. I'd like to one day, but I don't just yet. Well, off the top of my head, I want to say the greatest love of my life is food. And it's honestly not that far off of an answer. Food is probably one of my favorite things it is really my favorite thing in the entire world. Nothing can really ruin food for me. Like, it's something everyone needs. And it's wonderful. It is this wonderful thing that I have come to associate with love. And that might say something about me and my psyche and my habit of emotional eating, which is a habit I do have, I'm not gonna lie. But just, that's how love was often expressed to me, especially by my grandma when I was younger. Like, I knew she loved me because as soon as I got home, there would be a fresh meal waiting for me. Oftentimes of my favorite foods, and everything she made was my favorite food because she was the best. And I really love sweets. Like, when I eat sweets, they make me happy. Food puts a smile on people's faces and it brings people together, and it's surefire, wonderful way to express love for people and to give them something. And I love giving people things. So I think that answer got away from me, but off the top of my head, food is the answer that I have. 16. When and where were you the happiest? I was probably happiest in my freshman year of college, last year, when I was at Tulane University. Because it was the first time I was really away from my parents, because I got to live in the dorm, and it was exhilarating for me to have that freedom and to be able to explore and have the opportunities to do things I never had the opportunity to do in high school. It was just, God, it was like seeing the sun for the first time. Like being a prisoner and then suddenly being free. It was amazing. And it was a great place to find yourself because Tulane is a beautiful campus. I miss it so much. It's a beautiful, beautiful campus filled with trees and flowers and magnolia trees. I love it. And part of the thing that was great was I found this really great group of friends there. that I haven't actually spoken to. I haven't spoken to them since like November. But when I was there, we were really close. Like, it was two guy friends and a girl, and the two guys were roommates. And since October, we basically lived in those two's rooms. The girl actually did sort of live there because she ended up dating one of them and slept there most nights. That was basically her room too. But it's like, if you ever need to find one of us, you check that room. You check that floor. I hung out in that common room more than I did in my own common room. I didn't know the names of any of the girls in my dorm room floor or the girls in my building, but I knew the name of the boys in every room on that floor. And I often made them sweets because I use that common room to bake every week. And then it was just, everything about that year was pretty great. Even though mentally I wasn't in a really good place during that year, I found out a lot of things about myself that I wasn't happy with. But at the same time, I had a lot of fun. That was the year that I really got to know my city, because that was the first year that I got to explore, that I had the freedom to explore New Orleans. And it was amazing. It was the first year I had the chance to explore anything. Like one day, oh god, and then spontaneity. Spontaneity was a thing that I had never really experienced before, because my mother and I, we are not spontaneous people. We don't really like that sort of thing, but my friends were. So I would try to learn to go along with the flow, and it would be so much fun, because they'll be like, what, we're done with our homework today? Even if we're not, let's go borrow our friend's pickup truck. Let's all go to the abandoned Six Flags. Or, it's midnight, we're bored, we have some 40s and we have some weed. Let's go to the abandoned convent in the east and go see if it's haunted. It was so much fun. And then I got to go to voodoo for the first time. And that was great. And the best thing about that year was feeling like I was part of a unit. Like feeling like I had this place where I belonged. And no one questioned that I belonged there, really. Everyone just knew where my place was. And I knew where my place was, and I felt very happy and comfortable there. So that was probably my moment of happy. That was my moment where I was happiest, is my answer. And that was a really long answer. I'm so sorry. 17. Which talent would you most like to have? God, I would love to know how to communicate with people. Because I am shit at that. I'm just, oh god, I'm fucking terrible at that. Right? Is that how I'd answer? Yeah, I would love knowing how to communicate. Because, I don't know, I'm not sure if I ever mentioned this, but I have Asperger's. So, communication with other people has always been one of the biggest problems in my life. Not so much as in, actually, I don't know where I was going with that phrase. It's been a really big problem with my life because I don't really know how to do it. I think and communicate differently from most people. So it's been sort of an upward fight, uphill fight. What's the phrase I'm looking for? Uphill fight, I think it's a phrase. No, I don't. That doesn't sound right. But it's been a tough onslaught of things, just trying to learn how to communicate throughout my life. And it's one that's taken a really long time to get to the level I am now. And even now, I'm not really that good at it. So, God, I just wish that I knew how to do that. I wish I could rewire my brain so that talking to people made more sense. That'd probably be it. 18. If you could change one thing about yourself, what would it be? I probably would change. Oh, for one thing, I would change everything. But I would change my dependency, if that makes sense. I mean, what I feel is one of the defining features about me is that I have this insane, desperate desire inside of me to be loved, whether it's romantically or familially or blah blah blah. I don't think that's how that word goes. Or just any way I wish to be loved, and I think about it all day. Every day, I'm constantly thinking about love and relationships and why can I never find it, or what can I do so that the people who love me keep loving me, or what have I done in the past that have made the people that used to love me not love me anymore. And it's just this long onslaught of things that are constantly badgering at my anxiety and make me feel insecure and terrible. So if I could just change that need inside of me that desperately needs other people's love and affection, that would be great. I feel like I would be in a much better place mentally if I did not constantly feel the need for validation from other people. 19. What do you consider your greatest achievement? Probably my greatest achievement was moving to LA. I don't think I'm gonna really go into all of it, but basically, moving to LA was a really big life change and sacrifice for me. I left my family. Well, I don't really care about leaving my mother and my stepfather, but I left my brother and sister. I left the only friends I had ever had. I left my favorite city in the entire world. I left my home to move in with my father's family because I needed to. And it was really hard for me to make that sacrifice, even though I knew it was for my own good. But I knew that I had to do it, and I did. And so I think that was the best decision I ever made for myself. And so that's my greatest achievement. 20. If I was to die and come back as a person or thing, what would it be? On top of my head, I would like to come back as a flower. I don't know why. But when I think about the answer more, I think I would like to be reborn into a star. Because I am of the spiritual belief that we are made. Basically, my belief is that one phrase by Carl Sagan, "We are born of stardust," I think is how the quote goes. We were eons and eons ago when the stars exploded, they created iron and calcium and all these elements that would one day be fused into the human beings that we are. Everything that we are was created long ago in the explosions of stars. We are made of stardust, and one day we will return to stardust. Such is the circle of life, such is the universe. And so, if I were to die and go back to and be remade into a thing, I would like to be made into a star again to complete another revolution of that cycle. 21. Where would you most like to live? Oh, in New Orleans, definitely. It's funny. I used to say San Francisco, I used to say San Francisco whenever anyone would ask me that question. That was my dream city to live in. But, God, even San Francisco, with its perfect weather and wonderful school system and full of things to do and great food, can't take me away from, can't replace New Orleans in my heart, even with its mugginess and the mosquitoes and the gentrification and all the social problems going on there. I would never want to live anywhere but New Orleans. It's, in my head, the most beautiful city in the entire world. And there's no place like it. 22. What is your most treasured possession? I guess my laptop? Yeah, I guess I would say my laptop. I mean, my laptop is really how I communicate with people. Yeah, I would think so. I mean, I don't have very many friends in this world. I have 4 friends. 2 of them that we're sort of friends. Honestly, they're mostly friends because they're the only ones that live within an hour of me. I go see them and we hang out, and I try to make a point to go see them because if I don't get out the house to see people my own age, I feel like my aunt will get worried about me, and I try not to worry her. But my best friends, one lives in Louisiana, and I Skype her at least once a week. And the other is an online friend that I met on Tumblr, and we talk on the computer through Skype or through KKT. And so just having internet access is really important for me because that's the way I've come to communicate with people. That's the way I've come to make friends. And if I didn't have my laptop, communicating with everyone on AC and Discord would be a lot more difficult. 23. What do you regard as the lowest depth of misery? What do I regard as the lowest depth of misery? That's an oddly worded question. What do I regard as the lowest depth of misery? I feel like the obvious answer is depression and suicide. Right? Like, that's the obvious answer here. Am I the only one thinking that? Is that just me? Anyway. Yeah, like when you get to your lowest, that's what you try to do. I know that when I was at my lowest, that's what, at least what I thought about. Maybe there's something in that question I'm missing, but that's my answer. 24. What is your favorite occupation? My favorite occupation is probably a stay-at-home mom. That totally counts as an occupation. I mean, pie in the sky, pipe dream. That would be what I would become when I get older, a stay-at-home mom and wife. Because I don't think that there's anything really more precious and valuable to do with your time than dedicate your life to taking care of and feeding and nurturing the people you care about and taking care of where they live and just being there. But at the same time, that's not a financially feasible thing to do, so I'm not going to do it. But that's probably my favorite occupation. And that's what I've wanted to be since I was a little girl. Silly as it is. My mom always hated that. I never told her that, but she always had a thing against stay-at-home moms. What do you most value in your friends? I value lots of things. Honesty? No, I don't think that's the top one. Loyalty? Also not the top thing I most... What I value most in my friends is probably I really like friends that have the ability to keep talking. Does that make sense? I mean, one of my pitfalls as a friend is that sometimes I let a conversation just hang there. I'm not very good with conversations. And like I said, I'm not very good at communicating, which is unfortunate, but true. So I like friends that can understand that and can keep it going, knowing that it's not that I'm not talking because I don't want to talk to them, it's because my mind is just literally at a blank of how to communicate with them, no matter how much I might try. And then again, I like having understanding friends, because it can be really hard for me to explain what's going on in my head and how I feel. And friends that can get me and understand that maybe sometimes I don't want to talk, or sometimes I really need to talk. And some days I mentally feel like I'm 5 years old. I need friends that can get me. And so far I'm really lucky that I have. 27. Who are your favorite writers? Well, I remember when I was younger, David Levithan was my favorite writer, because he used to write really uplifting and hopeful books about LGBTQ kids and adolescents. And I always liked reading his universes because they were always very hopeful and open, and just seemed to be like in a universe that was much more accepting and tolerant than the one we live in now. I also really like Shane Coisin. I don't actually know how to say his last name, but he's a spoken word poet, and the things he says always really get to me. And they always really get me. And he writes the most beautiful, He always writes the most beautiful, emotionally evocative poetry and performs it so well. Everything he writes just hits deep in the heart, and it's beautiful. I also really like Neil Hilborn. He has a really great way of performing his poems in just a way that perfectly combines the art of poetry and performing. And I really like everything about his videos. I feel like there's a couple other poets I'm missing, but I can't really think of any at the moment. But definitely Shane Coisin, Neil Hilborn, and David Levithan. 28. Who is your hero of fiction? My hero of fiction would probably be I think on the top of my head, Ron Weasley, which is a weird answer to me, but I would think so. Or maybe Neville Longbottom. Why are both of my hypothetical answers from Harry Potter? That's my question. Am I really that much of a Potterhead? I probably am. Excuse me. I really like Ron Weasley. Like, a lot. He's basically me. I am Ron Weasley, and he is my favorite Harry Potter character, and I love him. And I just really enjoyed watching him grow throughout the Harry Potter series. And he was just, when I was little, I remember he sort of was my hero. He was kind, and he was loyal. And it worked out for him in the end. In the end, he had his best friend, he had the girl, he had his family. He stuck by them, and he was brave. And he was underappreciated at times, and he was the underdog, but he was still, in the end, people appreciated him. And he got the girl, and it was... I think I like the idea of the underdog living the hero story. Because in my head, he was a hero, and he got everything that the hero gets. And I identify with him really closely for some reason, in ways I can't really put into words. So him getting a happy ending sort of makes him a hero role model for me. Which, if that makes sense, it probably doesn't, but oh well. 29. Which historical figure do you most identify with? I don't think I have one. Oh, no, me, but for some reason, historical figure questions, I've never really had an answer for those. I'm not big on history. Is there one that I can think of? Is there? What historical figures come off the top of my head? Benjamin Franklin? No, I am nothing like Benjamin Franklin. Thomas Jefferson? I am nothing like Thomas Jefferson. I can't really think of any. Probably because most of the historical figures I think of are heroes, and really when it comes to like heroes, I can never really find myself to identify with them. 30. Who are your heroes in real life? I don't know. Because really, I don't really like the concept of heroes. Not really. Because maybe it's because I had to analyze the concept of a hero too much in high school, because I had to read Joseph Campbell, The Hero of a Thousand Faces, and I would read about the hero and his journey, and I would analyze what a hero means and what makes him hero and what makes him the antithesis of a hero. And it's just like, what does that word even mean anymore? But I guess if I had to answer, I would probably say my aunt again. She's everything I want to be. And I suppose in my head, she is sort of my hero. 31. What are your favorite names? My favorite name is Melody. It has always been my favorite name ever since I was 8 years old. When my mother got pregnant, I begged her to name my sister Melody. It did not work. My sister's name is Morgan. But you know what? One day, I'm going to have a daughter, and that daughter is going to be named Melody. And no one, not my husband, not my mama, not my aunt, is going to tell me otherwise. Also, if I have twin girls, those twin girls are going to be named Melody and Harmony, and ain't nobody going to stop me. Mm-mm. 32. What is it that you most dislike? Oh, I dislike lots of things. So many things. I dislike vegetables. I dislike not having control. That's right. I don't like a lack of control in my life. Which is weird, because in a BDSM situation, I thrive on the giving up of control. But at the same time, that leads into a conversation of BDSM and power exchange and who actually holds the power in the BDSM relationship, and about the willing consent of power exchange. And I'm rambling at this point because it's 10 o'clock and I had too much sugar, and that sugar is wearing off. Oh my god, the sugar is wearing off, and I'm only on question 32. Oh dear god. I don't like control being taken away from me or control being demanded. I don't like people feeling like they have a right to me and who I am. So maybe that's why my parents and I have always not gotten along. I don't like people who think that they can tell me what to do just because that's what they can do. I love people telling me what to do, but when I have given them that right. Yeah, that's an important distinction to me. 33. What is your greatest regret? Well, my greatest regret is probably the same as earlier question, my greatest achievement. Some part of me is always going to truly, truly regret moving from Louisiana to LA. Because I suffered, but it would have been a suffering that I had already known. And there were reasons that I suffered for long. There were lights that kept me going, like my brother and my sister, and that feeling of, what am I thinking? That feeling of, even though I was suffering, and even though there was this place that was terrible and toxic to me, it was still a place like that I belonged in. And taking myself out of that place was great for me, probably. But at the same time, I miss my mother and my stepfather, and I dreadfully miss my brother and my sister, and I miss my city and the friends that I went to high school with and the school that I had finally learned to belong in. I miss everything that I've known my entire life. So yeah, it's sort of complicated. 34. How would you like to die? Wait, what? Yeah, 34. How would you like to die? Why did I say that so cheerfully? This is going to sound sort of morbid, but I would like to probably kill myself. I mean, when I think about how I would like to die, that's what I think. I think that that's how I want to go. Because taking my life into my own hands doesn't seem that bad. And I even know, like, how I would, if I killed myself, I would like to jump off of a building. It just seems, if it's a tall enough building, you fly for a few minutes. No, not even a few minutes. You fly for a few seconds and then you most likely die on impact. It sounds not bad. But then again, the last time I told someone that thought, they called campus psychological services on me and I had to be escorted to a therapist through the police. But that's a story for a different time. Yay! Yeah, I'm done with that question now. 35, last one, yay! What is your motto? Well, one could debate. That's really hard to pick. Well, my motto could possibly be one of the many quotes that I had in my high school yearbook. One of them was, "Let us go into..." Actually, I don't remember them. Damn it. I painstakingly chose those quotes, and I can't remember any of them. One of them was a Dumbledore quote about a mistress named Adventure. I think there was a Doctor Who quote. I think I quoted the 10th Doctor and put Allons-y in my senior yearbook. I'm pretty sure I did. And then I think there was another Doctor Who quote. And then there was another quote from somewhere around the internet that I don't even know. It was like, if it is not mad, passionate, extraordinary love, it is a waste of your time. There are so many mediocre things in life, and love should not be one of them. And I still do agree with that statement. Passion is not a thing that everyone has in this world and cannot be applied to everything, but love is the one thing in life that you cannot be indifferent to. It's one endeavor that you can't just put half of yourself into, because then it's just destined to fail. I feel like if you don't have at least some measure of passion and complete and utter devotion to love, it's not going to work. And so, love is the most passionate endeavor to me. But that, even then, that is not my motto. I think my motto would be, I love you. Is that cheesy? I think that's cheesy. Because that, well, for one thing, I think it's the phrase I say the most. Other than, I'll fight you. Oh, my two most said phrases are, I'll fight you and I love you. What does that say about me? Anyway, yeah. My motto is probably, I love you. Because it's the phrase that means the most to me. It's one that I say very, very often to lots of people. And I never say it without meaning it. It says a lot and it says so much. And sometimes those are the three words people most need to hear. And when I die, if there's ever anything I want my loved ones to remember me saying or to remember me doing, it is me always, always reminding them that I love them with all my heart. If that makes sense. Well, that was the Proust questionnaire, and that was hella long, and probably that, not even probably, that got really hella depressing. Really, really depressing. I'm so sorry. But there it was. I'm probably gonna record some more stuff this weekend. Let's hope to God. And I'll talk to you all soon. Love you.